Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? Glad you're all able to join us on the Glorious Gospel Vibe Show. I am your host for today, Minister Derek Tuggle, and my co-host for today, Candy Lois Vernon. Candy, what's up?
Oh, we're going to have a good time today. God is on the scene. Yes, he is.
Well, I hope everybody's enjoying this Sunday so far. Like maybe they ain't got full and want to sit back and listen to the Glorious Gospel Vibe Show. Our main host for today, Globus, she's on a little trip. You know, we wish her safe travels.
Amen.
So basically, Candy, what I'm saying is they done messed up.
Okay.
Y'all done messed up. Y'all done left me here to run this show. Lord have mercy. You know what? It's going to be a wreck when she come back. I might have to leave town. I might not be able to come back. It's going to be a wreck in here. I'm just telling you. But look, tell you what. Go ahead and start us off with prayer so we can, you know, we can go ahead and start off civilized, because it might get ugly in here. Go ahead, Candy.
Amen, amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you this evening with thanksgiving. We thanking you for all the wonderful blessings that you have bestowed upon us. Lord, life, air we breathe, painless bodies, saved and sanctified for your glory. And we thank you for our steadfast listeners who meet us here every Sunday evening. May you bless them in a special way, like only you can, through a song of praise, a moment of worship, a divine inspiration of your word. Protect Evangelist Kobe as she traveled to Florida and back. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. We're getting ready to go on a little praise and worship ride. We're kicking it off with Fred Hammond, Festival of Praise.
Yes.
First Chronicles chapter 16, verses 8 through 12. Give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him. Sing psalms unto him. Talk ye of all his wondrous works. Glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face continually. Remember his marvelous works that he hath done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. Thus the word of the Lord. Now I'd like to take this time to welcome you. Yes, you. So come on in. I'm glad you're here, my friend. Now that you've arrived, let's get this party started. Yeah, it's time to begin. It's time to sing and dance, a big old family celebration. People all over the world, yeah, they came to celebrate the Lord of all creation. And if you didn't know, let me tell you, it's gonna be all the way live. We got plenty to drink, yeah, but it's a brand new one. Now the guest of honor is both lion and lamb. The Savior of all the world, he is the great I Am. So from the bottom of my heart, with this single phrase, let me welcome you to the festival of praise. Come on!
get on your feet, festival of praise. Come join me, love.
Come together, man.
Cut out, cut out. One of three.
Don't hesitate.
Let's
move around and dance.
Shut
up. Hear our voice and
sing.
Sing
it.
Festival of praise.
Festival of praise. Festival of praise. Come on and dance and sing. And shout and worship. Worship. Yeah. Join in a festival of praise. Festival of praise. Yeah. Festival of praise. Festival of.
Oh,
Yes, that was Evangelist T. Lynn Smith in Glory and Praise. I like that right there. Just, you know, you jump around.
Yeah,
Glory and Praise.
If you want your situation to turn around, Mr. Derek, if you want your situation to turn around, give God some praise and some glory. Hallelujah. Get right around.
Well, I went to, first of all, I give, you know, a shout out and congratulations to my sister. She graduated from Atlanta Technical College last Friday. I couldn't be more proud of her. And, you know, it was a long road for her. But really what really blessed me out of the whole service was, you tell me, been at church all my life. I'm saying whole service, because I've been in church all my life. But there was a young lady, she came up to speak, and she gave a brief testimony, and she was talking about how she was riding down the road, and her 12-year-old daughter started talking about college. And she said it kind of blew her mind, because herself, she had never really thought anything about college or going to school or, you know, or what have you. So she said just for her daughter, she would go get information about college. So going to get this information about college, she ended up being signed up for school herself. So she went for her daughter and ended up signing up for herself. So she went on to testify. She was talking about how she was living her life. She had been living her life and how she was making fast money and how she realized, you know, fast money wasn't good money. She was, you know, traveling some dark roads. And, you know, she literally started preaching.
All right.
She said, I used to do this and I used to do that. And I was, you know, down and out. And, you know, and folk, you know, you start getting some hands in the air. You know, you start kind of feel something shifting in there. And I said, you know, the only thing that was missing in there was an organ, because all it would have took one chord from the organ and somebody would have took off running. I said, but what really got me was, even after she said she was through, well, the first thing she said, I'm not going to try to put my beliefs on anybody. But she lifted her hands high and said, if God can do it for me, he can do it for you. The place just went up. I mean, it just went up. I said, we could have had church right then. And when she got through, she held it long enough to get to the end of the stage, and she cut a step right there. I said, you saw a couple more folks standing over there on the side with the tassel all turned. Hey, yeah, 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 hey, yeah, 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 yeah.
Woo, and God bring you through. Oh, my God.
I said, Lord have mercy. I have to give a shout-out to the class because, you know, at the Atlanta Area Technical School, you have a lot of older people. When I say older, you know, traditionally your college students are, you know, 18, 19, 20 years old. And, you know, you have a lot of people. And, you know, I could tell through her testimony and others that, you know, there have been some situations where a lot of people counted them out.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, a lot of people counted them out. A lot of people judged them. They looked down on them. But, you know, they held out. And I just want to, you know, send this song out to them. That the sun is going to shine if you hold out by New Direction.
All right.
There is a prophetic word on tonight. And the Lord have impregnated New Direction with the word. The word is the sun is going to shine if you hold out. But first of all, for clarity reasons, the sun that we're talking about is not the celestial body that give off heat, nor that sun that's 92,900,000 miles away from the center of the earth. We're not talking about that sun. But the sun that we're talking about is the Son of the Living God, the one who died for our sins. Some of you all may refer to him as Jehovah Jireh. Some of you all may refer to him as Jehovah Rapha. But he's the God of my soul. And I want you to know, whatever you're going through, that the sun is going to shine on your behalf. Come on, New Direction. The first verse says this. So many nights,
so many nights
I've cried. Anybody know what I'm talking about? You know I cried for better days. Yes, I did.
For better days.
I prayed for. Am I talking to some real folk up in here? But through it all, come on. I know. Come on.
I know.
What do you know, Vincent? What we know is the sun is going to shine.
The sun is going to shine.
But see, I got to do something. I got to just hold that. Come on, y'all. You got to tell your spirit, man, the sun is going to shine. Come on.
The sun is going to shine.
If I hold out. That's the song.
If I hold
There's another significant verse that says, Sometimes I feel all alone. Come on, y'all. Y'all got to get with it. Oh, God, I thank you. No one around. No one there. They can't comprehend the magnitude of what you're going through. But you know what? You got to tell yourself, I must endure. Come on, this year.
I must
for I know, and the nucleus of this song is the sun is going to shine. New direction. Anybody know what we're talking about? It's going to shine on your unwanted situation. Whatever you're faced with, whatever problem you're going through, you got to tell your spirit, man, the sun is going to shine until you hold out. Listen here, I like this part. See what it says is, weeping may endure for a night. Come on, say weeping. It may endure for a night. But you gotta know that trouble don't last always. You gotta get it in your spirit, man. Prophetic word is that joy is coming in the morning. You gotta worship right there. You just gotta wait until the morning. That's the word. That's the word. Listen here. Listen here. I won't let go. I can't let go of my faith. Why you can't let go of your faith? Because the sun. We're going back to the sun. It's going to shine. If I hold out. See, that's it. That's the nucleus of the song. That's all I got to do. I just got to hold out. When I'm crying and nobody can comprehend the magnitude of what I'm going through, when I'm in that quiet place and when I'm crying and I'm bleeding on the inside, I just got to hold out. We're going back there. You got to know that weeping. Y'all got to get with us. Somebody in this place is burdened. They're stricken. You gotta know after the storm is over, there's a rainbow. Joy. It comes in the morning. You just gotta wait. It's that simple. Just wait. Come on!
Until the morning.
I can't let go of my faith, people of God. That's the song, that's it. That's all we're saying is the sun is going to shine. That's all we're saying. That's all we come to let you all know. The prophetic word on tonight is, it's going to shine in the morning. I don't care what you're going through. You may be crying. There's an internal bleeding. But the prophetic word on tonight, the therapeutic word is that the sun is going to shine on your situation. I don't want you to doubt, get depressed, or get into the position, Father, I don't know what to do. It's not about you. Because your end was foretold in the beginning. Did you get that? Your end was foretold in the beginning. Deliverance was placed on your life before the foundations of the world. So I come to let you know that it's going to turn on your situation. You got to know that it's going to turn. You just got to tell your spirit, man, it's going to turn. I know you're going through, but the word of the Lord is that it's going to turn. That it's going to turn. Go to your neighbor and say, it's going to turn. Yes, it is. That's when you worship. Worship Him. That's when you worship right there. That's when we go into a worship. That's when we go into the worship. We just got to take time and thank God.
Hallelujah. The sun is going to shine if you hold out.
Amen.
And even though it may not look like it, and you know your days may be dark and dreary, the sun is going to shine. Behold, that's all right. Well, Candy, you know, I got to go ahead and let y'all have it. You know, I found another crazy story.
Hold on.
I have to share with the world. Let's put on your seatbelt. So, you know, we're in a day and age where, you know, women do things to enhance their beauty, you know, makeup and foundation, and you know, you got the hairstylist and you got all this other kind of stuff. Now it's gotten to the point to where if you want a weave and can't afford it, you got a place where you can get a loan to get your weave done. The Weave Loan Store has you covered. Now, article says, nope, you didn't read that headline wrong. There's now a loan company offering women financial assistance for their dreams of a weave. According to Madame Noir magazine, the Weave Store, based in Detroit, Michigan, offers a variety of different financing options for women looking to borrow money to cover their costly weave expenses. Had we not watched this commercial, and they have a commercial, and found out there's actually a contact number as well as a customer service line and all this stuff. I mean, just looking at it, you'd think it was a joke. But, however, the cost of purchasing the hair, installment, styling, and maintenance is very expensive. So there's no argument in that regard. But if you really need a loan to take care of these costs and aren't able to budget for it without borrowing funds, then chances are that you probably should be focused on ways to adjust your lifestyle to fit your budget or increasing your income to fit your desired lifestyle before adding to your expenses by taking out a loan to fund your high-priced weave aspirations. Mm-hmm. And it goes on. Now, the Weave Loan Store is also based in Detroit. Now, it filed bankruptcy less than a couple of years ago. Well, the city of Detroit filed bankruptcy less than a couple of years ago, which has the highest poverty rate in America and continues to struggle with providing its predominantly urban population with basic necessities like water and electricity. Now, Detroit has long been known for its thriving black hair culture, so as silly as it may sound to some, we don't doubt that this business will find success in this city. But at what cost? Furthermore, how in the world can a store that offers weave loans in a community where people can barely afford to keep their lights on be a good idea? Now, Madame Noir magazine reached out to the owners of the weave store, and for the comment, they had this to say. We're going to treat our customers with respect. We'll give them viable options. We won't be exorbitant. Loans will be reasonable and attainable. We want them to know we're sensitive to our demographic. We're not going to disenfranchise our customers. Well, basically, you're already disenfranchised them.
Yes.
You set up a weave store in probably one of the brokest cities in America, and you know the only people buying weave. Let's just go ahead and tell it like it is.
Just
I'm just trying to understand. You know, you're barely making it, but you see fit.
Girl, I don't get me borrow some money for this weed. This, you know.
I would like to know what the finance charge on it. I mean, I don't know, but how much do a weed cost?
Well, they can cost you now. I've been in the store and looked at some $400 or $500, not for myself, because I would never pay that kind of money for no hair. I just do the best what the Lord gave me. But $300, $400, $500, you know, a pack, you know, for hair. And I'm saying, my goodness.
Oh, no. Well, yeah. I don't know. Might need to come up with some other options. Might need to just cut it off and get a fade. You know, as much as you can.
Go back to the natural.
Yeah, cut it off and go to the barber shop. Go to the barber shop. Haircut costs $15. That's a little bit cheaper.
Fair no.
Because, I mean, okay, if a weed costs $500.
It's just another means of keeping people in debt. You know what I'm saying? Because this usually to people that they don't know how to prioritize, period. You know, that's just it right there, prioritizing. What's most important? What do I really need? I need the basics. I need to take care of my family. I need to take care of my children. You know, I need to put food on the table. Those are to keep the lights on, the water. Those are the things we need to think of first. But the first thing most of them think of, if it's in that type of a situation, they're going to be beautify themselves. Oh, my hair got to be right. My nails got to be right. You know, that's not priority. You know what I'm saying? For some people, it may be. I'm not, to each his own.
For
$500.
For $500, and then you know it's going to be some interest. You paid a note on your hair.
Yes.
Come on, people. You're paying a note on your hair. Well, be that as it may, I guess you're going out with your hair standing on top of your head. You get you some nice weed. I guess you just be glad you don't look like what you've been through. Bishop, Mr. Queen White.
I'm glad I don't look like what I've been through. All right? Look at somebody and say, I'm glad I don't look like what I've been through. No, you said it to the wrong person. Grab the person behind you and tell them, say, hey, you. I'm glad I don't look like what I've been through. Come on, Uncle Mr. Queen. We'll be right back.
I'm glad I don't look like what I've been through. Bishop Richard, Mr. Clean White. Mm. Well, Candy.
Amen.
All I can say is, you know, after spending that much money on weed, I need to look like I have no troubles, no problems. I need to look clean and made whole. I need to look like $1 million. That's
sure
all
enough.
I'm saying.
$500 worth anyway.
Look, look. Not including interest.
With it.
Well, oh. Moving on. Well, Candy, is there a word from the Lord?
Woo, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we give honor to God this evening, to Evangelist Globy in her absence, to Minister Derek, who's doing a wonderful job, and to all our beautiful listeners out in radio land. You know, I want to talk to you this evening about living on the edge. Are you living on the edge of your blessing? Are you waiting for the troubling of the water? Why are you sitting there on the edge? Why can't you just get up and step into your blessing? Why are you waiting there on the edge? We're going to talk about a certain man today who was living. If you want to read along with me, I'm coming out of John chapter 5, and I'm going to start reading at the first verse. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, a blind, halt, wilted, waiting for the moving of the water. One angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first after the troubling of the water stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he said unto him, Wilt thou be made whole? The impotent man answered him, said, Sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another stepped down before me. Jesus said unto him, Rise, take up thy bed and walk. Notice right here for a moment, Jesus asked a question. He asked the man who had been sick for 38 years if he wanted to be healed. Now, the answer should have been a yes or no, but notice the man's answer. He didn't say yes, and he didn't say no. He makes an excuse, like so many of us often do when the Lord asks us a question. We offer up excuses. I can imagine Jesus looking down from heaven at us, and I can imagine him saying, You saved, right? You're a Christian, right? You believe that you can do all things through Christ, right? You believe that you're more than a conqueror, right? And you believe that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world, right? And you believe that the Lord is your shepherd, so you lack nothing, nothing missing, nothing broken, right? So what's the problem? Why aren't you walking in your blessing? Why are you in lack? Why you can't pay your bills? Why you both busted and disgusted? What seems to be the problem? Well, notice this man had become comfortable with his sickness. He had become comfortable with his present state. He was comfortable with the routine of coming to that pool every day. After 38 years of the same daily routine, after 38 years of making friends around the pool, he was satisfied. They used to have a saying, if you always do what you've always done, then you always get what you always got. So many of us have given up, and you think that this is all I'm going to get. I might as well be satisfied. You see, being wealthy, you see, that ain't for me. Being killed, that ain't for me. You being whole, that isn't for me. You have become satisfied living on on the edge. You say everybody ain't meant to have the big house on the hill. But I come to serve you on this on the devil today. You ain't everybody. You're a child of the king. Jesus is troubling the waters, and he's asking a question. Do you want these blessings that I have stored up for you? How bad do you want it? If you want it, then get up or walk in your blessing. Walk it out. It's yours. I told you to seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And we're comfortable with our present situation. Some of us have been going around that same mountain for 40 years, offering up excuses. Well, I don't have no ride to church, Lord. Well, walk prayerfully for your faithfulness. God will bless you with a car. Well, I get this question too. I would get saved. Excuse me. I would get saved, but I don't like what they're doing down at that church. That's not the only church. Find another church. Don't do nothing down there but take up money. You give what the Lord requires you to give, and let the Lord take care of the preachers. Don't miss your blessing. A closed hand can give nor receive. Stop with the excuses and living on the edge. The Lord wants you to know that he got this good stuff waiting on you right now. And all you have to do is trust in the Lord. Matthew says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God. He already told you that. And his righteousness and all these things shall be added unto you. Whatever the need, seek me. Whatever desire, seek me. I'm only a prayer away. I know what you need before you ask me. I'm waiting just to bless you with outstretched hands. Tell me. I won't turn your way. Lean on me. I won't let you fall. Trust me. I got your back. Call on my name. Or whatever you need, I give it to you. The lyrics say, oh, God, hallelujah, get off the edge. Trust me and slip on in the water. This is Pastor Candy with the Ministry Inspirational Corner reminding you, stop slipping on the edge. Stop sitting on the edge. Get off the edge. Step on in the water and let the Lord bless you real good.
Thank you. name of Jesus, oh yeah. He'll heal your broken heart. Your life he can restore. He'll do it again. Cause he's your best friend. He'll never let you.
Come to the end of another show, and I truly enjoyed being on the radio today.
It's been awesome.
Shout out to our host, Globy Pope, in her absence. We're getting ready to sign off. We're going to close out with truly we have the glory. Candy.
Yes.
Have a great evening. We're signing off.
Thanks.
Globy, see you next week.
Love you, Globy.
We out. Peace.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Truly, we got the glory.
Destiny.
Hey!